Blog Talk Radio.
This afternoon, Ava Coleman. I know you guys can hear it in my voice, the excitement. I'm still so super excited from the third annual Champion Independence Award 2019. Congratulations to all the winners. I'm going to tell you all about it. We had a time. Hey, come on. Hey. For those of you who don't know, you're listening to the sound of Perfect Anointings, the gospel hit Cry Out, number one, K-Dom Radio on the charts. We're also a BDS Nielsen Board charting with two songs, not one. Come on. Gotta go get God's blessing, so. Let me tell you something. I needed to recuperate after the award ceremony. It was so good and so powerful. I needed a couple of days to come down a little bit. Come on. Congratulations, Mr. Randall. He was one of the winners, you. Hey, come on. We call out all of the names. Hallelujah. We surprised a lot of folks, y'all. Had a lot of crying going on. Well, praise the Lord. You've been listening to the gospel of Perfect Anointing. That was our new EP song on it titled Cry Out, CD titled Cry Out. I'm so super excited. Thank you guys for tuning in on this afternoon. I needed a couple of days to just come down a little bit from the excitement from the champion, the third annual Champion Independence Gospel Awards 2019, which was given at the Crown Plaza Airport in New Orleans. Actually, it was in Kenner, Louisiana, 2829 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana, folks. And I tell you, we had a time in the house. When I tell you this thing went over so well, I just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for all of the recipients, all of the persons that had come with their family and friends, people from all over the world. I tell you, California, Arizona, good Lord, Arkansas, everywhere. They just came from all over. And I just give God the glory for the move of God that had taken place on that night. And I'm super still excited about it. Although me and my husband, we have some planning we still got to finish our traveling, but God allowed us to do it in record timing. So, it's Christmas time, you guys, and you know that I do my giveaways around the Christmas holidays. So I'm super excited that I'll be giving my prizes away, and I also will be selling a lot of things during the Christmas holidays as well. We also are a television and radio show hosts. I'm sure some of you guys know that, but we also have a vendors table that we sometimes, we rent out or whatever. We would go to different places and stuff. So we're asking you guys to support our CD as well as our vendors table and all of the other artists that are out there support your independent gospel artists. Amen. And that's what counts the most, folks, that we support one another. I do believe in supporting my fellow man, and I do believe in supporting the homeless, and I do believe in feeding the multitude. So we thank God for all of the ministries that we're involved in. We just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, amen, for the things that he's allowed us to do. And I want to thank God for all of the people who showed up. I can't say that enough and express my gratitude in that area for all of you guys who have come from all over the world to the Champion Award Ceremony 2009. We're preparing as we speak for 2020. So I'm asking you guys to continue to support us and look forward to 2020, because 2020 is going to bring a bang. I tell you, 2020 is going to be even bigger than 2019. So we thanking God, and you got to start preparing now for that and the things of God. And I want you guys to know that we have a brand new book coming out called Royalty. It's a piggyback from the movie that we have called Royalty. And, yes, we are in the process of still looking for some cast. But right now, God has me focused on the singing ministry, amen, and God even wants us to preach. You know, we are licensed pastors, so I thank God for what he's getting ready to do in 2020. Even before 2020 gets here, people have contacted me by phone to come and preach. Come on, somebody. Y'all know me as a singer, but you don't really know me as a preacher. Come on, somebody. Y'all ought to be able to hear it. Hallelujah. So we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for some the things that God has for us in 2020. Every day my phone rings, it's nothing but good news. If I'm on my phone or my email, I found out that we are nominated in the KIA, K-I-A Awards that's coming up. That's 2020. Also, I believe we're going to be nominated in the VOGMA Awards. So it's a whole lot of things that I haven't placed on the page as of yet, because, like I said, I just needed a couple of days to come down and recuperate. So we thank God, amen, for the places that he has and all of the places that he has us going, even before the end of the year. That's right. So I'm super excited about that, and we are in the process of getting ready for that. We want to bring the New Year's in with a bang, guys. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that we finish strong. Strong start as well as a strong finish. Hallelujah. So I'm praying for you guys to have a strong finish, and I pray that you guys will pray for us, hallelujah, to finish strong. Again, we're going to listen to Cry Out. Bear with me, folks. I don't know why it's so low, but I Listen up, guys. That's the song Cry Out from our new EP. Amen. I want to call out my winners for the Champion Independent Gospel Awards 2019. You guys don't mind. I want you all also know that we are a PA music group. I want to send a shout out to Gabriel Super. That's Phyllis Jordan's manager. Sending a shout out to my girl Tiana Green. I'm talking about all the winners now. Come on, somebody. Miss Phyllis Jordan, Miss Paulette Wright, Minister Reginald Gravel, Minister Lojo Jones flew in. Come on, he drove in rather. Thank you so much for coming, you guys. I want to send a special shout out to Miss Diane Moss. That's LeAndrea Johnson's booking agent. Hallelujah. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. And to Miss Renita. Can I never pronounce her name, but this is her manager, Miss McKeedra. Hallelujah. Her manager. Hallelujah. Bradford. Well, praise the Lord. That was the song Cry Out from our new EP, Cry Out. Also sending a special shout-out to Miss Rosina Williams of WD Promotions. Hallelujah. Mr. Archie Harrison Sr. himself. Hallelujah. Phenomenal television promoter. Hallelujah. He's the most achiever of the year award. Hallelujah. I'm, for the sake of time, I'm just going to call out the names of the persons who had won for these award ceremonies. Hallelujah. Also, Mr. Bernard. That's right, Rousset of Houston, Texas. Miss Stephanie Williams McDonald came and did her thing on the red carpet. I want to thank you so much, Miss Stephanie. Miss Stephanie is the bomb, y'all. If y'all don't know Miss Stephanie, you need to get to know Miss Stephanie. Hallelujah. Radio producer of the year. Hallelujah. She and Mr. Randall Kane. Hallelujah. Also, over there, our drummer, Mr. Darryl Phillips. Pastor Christiana Ford, one pastor of the year, Miss Letha Ward, singer, hallelujah, Mr. Randall Kane of KDOM Radio, that's right, folks, make sure you listen every day, you can listen live at www.kdombroadcastnetwork.org, hallelujah. And you'll listen, you'll find me right there at the hour 5 o'clock PST time, that's 7 o'clock PM, your time and mine. Also, I'm sending a special shout out to a gentleman that came, a pastor came from Houston, J. Dab, our rap artist. Hallelujah. He was one of the surprise artists. Hallelujah. We just want to give God the glory. It was so good, you guys. Also, Rosinia Williams, she was one of our surprise artists. Hallelujah. Miss Andrea Carlisle was also a surprise artist. Miss Gloria Cooks, come on now. Come on, Miss Gloria Cooks. She's also radio and television promoter. Hallelujah. All the way from Texas. Glory to God. That's, I believe that's Briar. Hallelujah. So we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. I want to thank God for Miss Teha. Miss Princess, I'm sorry, Teha Tashi. She came in, and I tell you, we had a blast. This young lady, she really sung this song. It was beautiful. Everybody was on point. Hallelujah, with their gifts and talents. I'm saying, I even want to thank God for my dancer. My God, Miss Nikki Hill White, she came in the house. Miss Minister, she's a prophetess. Hallelujah. Her name is Yolanda Sherman, also from Texas. We had a lot of folks from Texas in the house. And our dear friend, hallelujah, Mr. Earl Baseman White. Now, there you have it, folks. That's all of the people who won. Everybody walked out with something. And I'm just so grateful that we were able to be a platform for you guys. And once again, I salute you. And I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for your obedience. I thank God. And I know, like I said, some of you guys were surprised. But one person I wanted to surprise, and I know that he did not know, that his name is Mr. Eric Morse. this man was crying, and I just give God, oh, my God, he made me cry. A lot of people made me cry. Hallelujah. He was really shocked that he was receiving the award that he received for best media person as far as engineering and all. And this young man is in a wheelchair, guys, and he came. He didn't let anything stop him. He came. He told me he was coming to help me and my husband to set up. I didn't ask him. He just decided to come, so I decided to just surprise him. Hallelujah. I know we got you real good, Eric. But anyway, to God be the glory for all of the winners and all of you guys. You guys are super. You rock. Hallelujah. Mr. Randall, you rock too. Hallelujah. But all of you guys, I pray that you guys had a wonderful stay and an absolutely wonderful traveling mercy going back home. I'm looking forward to you guys to working with you guys in the near future, as well as some other things that I have established that's coming up, going to be in Atlanta. But anyway, to make the long story short, I am so super excited again about the Champion Award ceremony. And you know I can talk a lot, so I've been trying to just relax myself because I've been eating a whole bunch of gumbo, you guys. I cooked a big pot of gumbo on yesterday with all of the trimmings inside of it. So if you hear a little sluggish, that's because I'm full. That's those gizzards that's talking to me in my stomach, okay? Shrimp gizzard style. Chicken necks, like the old way you fix it. I fix it the old school way with the crab, shrimp, chicken necks, gizzards. That's it. That's real gumbo, okay, with a good season, with a thick, oh, Jesus. You don't hear me. And try a little potato salad on the side. Come on now. I know some people like to put potato salad in the gumbo, but it don't matter. It's all going down the same way. But anyway, to God be the glory, the honor, and the praise. I just want to send some special shouts out to my family. Hallelujah. I also want to let you guys know that there was an event that I was supposed to go to in New York with the America's Got Talent. That was scheduled to be for November the 23rd, but I want to let you know I had to pray over that situation, because had I gone to New York, I wouldn't have possibly made it back in time for the award ceremony. So I thank God for using wisdom in that area. They had some flight delays. To my understanding, an individual called me and told me that it was not just snowing, but people were actually being held in some of the airports. So I did not want to take the opportunity to go all the way there and disappoint you guys. So I'm thankful that I had the opportunity. But they're going to give me another opportunity to come. But I'm just grateful that they had sent me a ticket to come. So I just want to honor God again. I don't even know if they even had it that day or not. I really don't know, but due to the nature of the snow, I would think that they did. And for persons to be, you know, in it, and for them to be held up in airports there due to the snow or whatever the bad weather was. But anyway, I'm just grateful that I didn't go, because I didn't want to miss my own ceremony and have people coming from all across the globe. That wouldn't have made any sense. But anyway, I'm very, very grateful that I used wisdom in that area and just decided not to go. But I am super, super excited about the other things that God has for us planned in this year, even before the year ends out. I'm just grateful. I'm not going to share it without putting it on Facebook, and you guys just pray over it, pray for us, pray that the Lord would allow us to continue with our journey and to our destiny. Amen. I'm just, like, so excited right now about my CD. Especially the EP Cry Out and the things that God's doing in this season for us. I just want you guys to know we're not being lax. We're just trying to recuperate. It's just two of us, me and my husband. We don't have that big old team of people like some people have. So I tend to what I do to prevent myself from forgetting things, I write things down. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm not a forgetful person, but I write it down because it's just me, basically, that's doing the writing. I don't have people that work for me to help you, but I'm in the process of taking care of that. I am not absent-minded. Hallelujah. So please don't misunderstand. When I say I write things down, that is not what I mean. I just have to do that because I am the only one, basically, that's taking care of the administrative portion. Hallelujah. So I do give God the glory and I give God the praise. And I give him all of the honor for even in this year that I will have the help that I have been looking for. Hallelujah. That genuine help, that real help. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind paying anybody anything, but I want them to work for what they're being paid for. Amen. So I'm super, super excited about what's getting ready to happen. I'm not going to spill the beans in that area, but to God be the glory for the things that he has done. I also want to let you guys know about our TV show. We come on every Wednesday. We're the Perfect Anointed Ministries, the Rebuilding of the Kingdom. That comes on every Wednesday on Cox Cable Channel 76. We come on at 9:30 a.m. that morning, 9:30 p.m. that afternoon, and again that Sunday at the 4 o'clock a.m. hour. And we're very, very excited about our television broadcast. We're going to be bringing some people on the air. Hallelujah. Like I said, it's just two of us. So we got to do what we got to do. But right now our attention is being called to the singing ministry. So, of course, you're going to have people to help you in these other areas when you can't be there. You have to also have somebody to be there to guard your flock. That's right. We have folk that are actually with us, and you know that they travel. Hallelujah. Some people are going to be traveling with us. I'm not calling out any names, but God is calling me in this area as well to gather a couple of folks that's going to be doing some traveling with us. Amen. So we're going to just thank God for all the things that he's doing. Hallelujah. For all the things that he's allowing us to do in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. So how many of you know that what's yours is yours and can't nobody take it from you? Hallelujah. I think I'm going to say that one more time. Can't nobody take from you what's for you unless you allow them to. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God will secretly tell you what you need to know? That's right. He will secretly tell you what you need to know, what you need to do, who you need to do it with, who you need to stay away from. I know that's a tough one, but you better listen. Having a little technical difficulty. I'm trying to get to the second song, but for some reason, Cry Out keeps playing. Well, oh well. Praise the Lord. I guess we're going to be listening to Cry Out today because I got to keep the music flowing. Cry Out from the new EP, Cry Out by Perfect Anointing. Listen, if you guys want to listen or dial in, our contact number is 657-383-1771. Hey. Wanted to let you know, guys, also, we have been nominated for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards 2020. That's the Rhythm of Gospel Awards.com. Cry out. That's in three categories, guys. Number 21, the Holy Hip Hop R&P Song of the Year, Cry Out. Come on, somebody. Number 36, Best Performance by Group Duo. And number 57, Urban Contemporary Female Vocalist. I'm asking you guys for your vote. The voting has already started December the 2nd through March the 2nd, 2020. Hallelujah. The event is going to be held Friday, June 26, 2020 at 7 o'clock p.m. And you can log on to www.therhythmofgospelawards.com to vote. I need your votes, guys. Come on, somebody. I need your votes. They do count. Intend to fail this year, guys. God wants us to prosper, hallelujah, and be in health. Gonna get my money back. Come on. Who wants their money back? Everything you lost is already done. Come on. The way is already made. Come on, y'all. Hey! Line it up, Lord. Come on. Next song you're listening to is Never Disappointed. Hey. By Perfect Anointing.
Come on. Hey. But I say thank you.
You've been listening to K-Dime Radio with your host this afternoon, Ava Coleman. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I tell you, I'm still on the high from the Champion Independent Gospel Awards, our third annual. So you guys, I just want to thank you again for listening, and I'll be signing off until next week. See ya!